Now today's geo quiz takes us to China. We'll get you started with this description of a train ride out of Beijing.
As the sleek bullet train zipped along in smooth silence at 200 kilometers per hour, 124 miles per hour, the glass and steel high-rises of Beijing slowly faded away into fallow fields, the corn husks carefully stacked in conical piles. Concrete apartment blocks gave way to one-story traditional Chinese homes with pitched roof tiles, their windows always facing south to catch the weak rays of the pale winter sun.
We'll hear more from this intrepid traveler who visited his in-laws for the holidays. That high-speed train ride was the last leg of his nearly 7,000-mile journey that started in Denver. He went to a place known in Chinese as Dongbei, but we want the English name, please. This region is bounded by Siberia and North Korea, and it's cold, minus 11 degrees Fahrenheit today and overcast. Brr. The answer's coming up in about five. I'm Katie Clark. This is The World. Joe Sinisi traveled halfway around the world for his winter holidays. He covered close to 14,000 miles to get to the place we asked you about in today's geo quiz and back. Well, back he is in Denver, where he runs Access China Tours. And Joe, I understand you spent the holidays in Manchuria or Dongbei, the answer to our geo quiz. Where is that and how'd you get there?
Manchuria is the part of northeastern China. It's the provinces kind of between Beijing, where people know, and North Korea and Siberia and some very cold places. So to get there, you need to fly to Beijing as the closest gateway city. And then you can either fly or take a train to the northeast, which, and I took one of the excellent high-speed trains that China has.
And we should also mention, I suppose, that you went there because your wife is from there originally, correct?
That's right. My wife, Xu, spent most of her life there before she was the first one in her family to leave Manchuria and leave the country.
Wow. Well, what is it like as you're heading out of Beijing for Manchuria? I mean, is it just this, you know, strange change in landscape as you're whizzing by in the high-speed train?
You know, Beijing is one of the biggest, most cosmopolitan cities in the world. Most people would think, except for the Chinese signs, it looks a lot like, you know, Los Angeles or London or any other big city. But as you do go into the countryside and the apartment blocks fade away, you just see how much of the land is devoted to agriculture. Pretty much, you know, every flat piece of land they use to grow food, because they have 1.3 billion people. But in the wintertime, it's just all covered with snow and it looks like a pretty bleak landscape. And their winters are long, almost 6 month winters. So you just go through a lot of stark bare trees and frozen rivers, and you do feel like you're heading to the Arctic, even though it's an incredibly densely populated area and you're going through towns that no one's heard of that all have several million people.
Well, what are the people in Dongbei like?
They're really kind of nice people. You know, they come from a fairly harsh climate, so I guess they kind of have an amicable outlook on life. You know, they're kind of the salt of the earth type people that are friendly, and they definitely have to be tough because they conduct all their markets and things still outside, even when it is, you know, 15 below Fahrenheit.
How do they do that?
It's business as usual. They put on about 3 pairs of long underwear, which I learned. I thought my wife was overreacting when she said you need not one, but 2 extra pairs under your pants. But she was exactly right. You know, they go on and the guys are selling their chestnuts in the streets and the vendors are selling the Hello Kitty gloves. And it's just business as usual, even when it's 20 below.
Wow. What else? What are some of the other things you can buy at an outdoor market there?
Oh, you know, without getting anybody into a whole lot of trouble, there's a fair amount of counterfeit goods. I mean, you can get a fake Apple iPhone or pretty much anything. You know, the quality certainly varies, but and some great street food, as I said. You know, they roast chestnuts and sweet potatoes and all these things on these coal-fired oil drums that is kind of nice to at least keep in your hand a nice sweet potato or some chestnuts, besides tasting good, as a good little hand warmer.
Well, I mean, you're there. You were there over our Christmas. Right. Was there much of a holiday Christmassy sense there?
Every shopping mall, and they have plenty of modern shopping malls, and really every Chinese restaurant had Santa Claus decorations and had the waitresses wearing reindeer horns and just anything to stimulate the economy. Like, just like here, their malls stayed open later for Christmas, even though it's not a holiday or anything. But they really have kind of taken the American model of consumerism and used it for their own.
Wow.
So, well, it did feel Christmas because there's snow everywhere. Their fake Christmas trees actually had real snow on them because the snow sticks around there for months and doesn't melt.
Did you have a Christmas dinner at one of those market stalls or at a restaurant?
Yeah, my Christmas dinner, you know, they don't exactly have ham or turkey there, but I had the traditional Northeast food, which is a hot pot where you get this big fiery cauldron heated by fire and you cook meat and vegetables in it. And that was a pretty good Christmas dinner.
Well, did you bring anything back as a reminder of your trip to Manchuria or Dongbei, something that you're going to be able to kind of pull up in, warm spices or something like that?
Well, funny you asked. I bought one of those big copper cauldrons that you put the charcoal in the middle to make that hot pot soup. So that's going to be a good addition to our kitchen repertoire. It wasn't easy to carry, but it was definitely something I wanted to get.
Nice. Joe Sinise of Access China Travel is back from his holiday trip to Manchuria, China. The answer to our geo quiz. How do you say Happy New Year there?
You say Xin Nian Kuai Le, which just literally means New Year come quickly and bring good luck.
Thanks, Joe, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, Katie. Thanks.
We've posted a few photos of Joe's excellent adventure in Manchuria at theworld.org.